Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Welcome, everybody, out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is the Green Ideas Radio Show. We had to cut the crowd. Sorry. Making too much noise. I know it's a big excitement for us to be back on the show again today, but welcome again to another Saturday morning of food, fun, music, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We appreciate everyone's support. Keeping us in the top 10, and you did it again this past week, and thank you for everyone who's listening. Thank you to all of our guests. Today we have a great show lined up. Oh, let's see here. We've got Regan Lester, and I don't know a whole lot about this lady other than she's a big-time foodie. Her husband has a cartoon strip called Mike DeJour. From what I understand, I may have met my match, and we're going to be talking about food porn, tater tots, etc. So that should be interesting. Our second guest is SweetGeniusTreats.com, and all I can tell you is the guy sent me some cookies and they're amazing. He's got a strawberry lemonade cookie that's unbelievable, and he'll be coming on. His name is Damon Buford, be coming on to talk about their bakery, their products, and kind of the background of how they got into the bakery business, which is kind of interesting. And then, last but not least, we have Louis Bello. Louis Bello is a singer that you guys are going to love. He's kind of a cross between, I call it Frank Sinatra and the Backstreet Boys, but Louis Bello's got some great music, a great talent, and I say great a lot, I just realized, but super, super, super singer, and we're happy to have him joining us. So, without further ado, as we move along here with the show, I'm bringing on my good buddy and my sidekick that I like to throw under the bus constantly, the wine czar himself, Brian. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good morning, and I know you played that crowd noise for me. Everybody's cheering for the fact that the czar is here.
Yeah, right. That's what it was all about. Yeah, they're just standing in line. Matter of fact, the line stretches around the block. They heard the wine czar was going to be on the show. It's standing room only. Oh, our food news, Jersey Style Girl, she'll be joining us here shortly. She's had a delay, and I guess she's running around trying to gather up some food news for us to talk about. So whenever she shows up, we will bring her on to the show, but in the meantime, Mr. Wineczar, since you're here,
yes,
you
sir.
Told me, you said that you had some choices of wine for St. Paddy's Day. And first of all, let me say, I didn't know people drank wine on St. Paddy's Day. I thought it was a beer holiday, but what do people drink on St. Paddy's Day in the wine category?
Well, it is a beer holiday, and, you know, I'll probably be drinking either a black and tan or a stout myself. But, you know, people do ask, what do you drink with corned beef? Now, I got a question for you. Corned beef, it's already brined, it's corned. Are you going to be throwing your corned beef on the grill, or are you going to make it traditional?
I don't even have any corned beef. You know what? I've never got into the tradition of St. Patty's Day other than the beer part, but I've never really done all that cabbage and corned beef crap. But I know my neighbor has. He invited me over for our good friend Oyster Man Dan. He said he'd come on over, have some corned beef and cabbage the other day, but I don't know. No, I don't know. What do you do? Can you throw it on the grill? I have no clue.
Well, I mean, if you throw it on the grill, it kills the idea of it being corned beef, and it's just brisket that's been brined. Everybody should celebrate the way they want to celebrate. That's what we always say. You know, make your party your own. But getting back to the wine. In fact, one of our good friends was posting something the other day, and the bat signal, the wine signal, the czar signal went out in the sky, and it's like, okay, where's the czar? What are we going to drink? You know, so the czar chimed in, and we got into this discussion about wine, and someone else had suggested some things that I thought were a little too bit, on the acidity side for corned beef. So it made me think, because, you know, most people, they'll have their corned beef, they like to put their malt vinegar on it, you know, and vinegar on the cabbage and whatnot and the potatoes.
Right.
And, you know, if you're already adding all that acid from the vinegar, I want something that's got a little bit more fruit, you know, and actually going against my usual grain of what I generally drink for wine with food, I would go with more of the fruit bomb style wines that are a little less acid, kind of like the stuff that you and Laurie like. You can even do Shiraz. I think Shiraz might be a little too heavy, but I like something that's, you know, got a lot of that malolactic fermentation. And I know that
what kind of fermentation?
Malolactic fermentation. It's a process that they do secondary fermentation with wine where they convert the hard, really astringent malic acid into lactic acid. So, you know, lactic acid is the base of your dairy product. So it's why you'll get these really kind of creamy, buttery Chardonnays, like especially from the California area, any of the New World style wines. They're really creamy and buttery. Well, you're getting that from that more influence of the lactic acid rather than that hard, astringent malic acid. In Europe, they like their wines to be a little bit more acidy, because of, you know, going with food. But I think about corned beef and the fact that, you know, you're using that vinegar. I want to go a little bit more creamy, a little bit smoother, a little bit easier to drink, but not too heavy. You know, you can do some Merlots. You can do some nice Grenache-based wines. There are a lot of obscure wines that I won't talk about on the air because it'll be way over your head, I'm sure.
Yes, well, you already got into that Malacalia wine and whatever kind of acid you lost me there. But I got a question for you.
Is my
Mondavi wine that I've got sitting here on the counter, is it good for St. Patrick's Day? It is green in a green bottle.
Hey, well, what is it? Is it a cab, a Shiraz? Or?
Yeah, that was supposed to be funny about the green bottle, but that didn't go
well.
Well,
I mean, most wines come in a green bottle. But,
I know. That was my point.
I'm just not letting you have your joke today, that's all.
I know. Anyway, hey, guess what? Our Food News Jersey style girl, she's joined the party here, so let me press her button. She likes to press her button. Good morning, Laurie. How are you?
Good morning. Hi, guys. I'm fine.
Good morning, Laurie.
Sorry, and I
that's all right. You always brighten up a party, so you're never late.
That's right. When she walks in the room, the party begins. So, good morning and welcome to the show. I guess you heard us talking about corned beef and cabbage and St. Patrick's Day and green bottles. And you missed all that part. Well, don't ask him to repeat it because he gets into all kinds of technical crap. But I just thought of something, too. It just popped in my head. You say corned beef. So here's a question. Except for grass-fed cattle, wouldn't all beef be corned beef?
Well, I think corning is the process of the
I know.
Of the grinding.
It's another bad joke. Another bad joke. You mentioned brisket a little while ago, and speaking of brisket, I'm actually cooking a brisket on the big green egg, and it's slow cooking on the big green egg today, so I just want to, I guess that's a good segue to play this.
I'm Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and I'm here to tell you about the big green egg, the ultimate cooking experience. The versatility of the big green egg is unmatched as a grill, a smoker, and even an outdoor oven. Sear steaks at 800 degrees, slow smoke a perfect slab of ribs, or even bake a crispy pizza or a pecan pie. That's why I cook on the big green egg, the ultimate cooking experience.
Yes, the ultimate cooking experience, and you can find Big Green Egg at biggreenegg.com. Punch in your zip code, find a dealer near you, and I got the Big Green Egg over there just steaming away. Well, not steaming away, smoking away. I started this morning about 9:30, cranked it on up to about 700 degrees, seared the beef, wrapped it in tin foil, and now she's slow cooking for the next 6 or 7 more hours, and going to have some brisket with the neighbors, and anyway, that's my way to tell you guys, go get yourself a big green egg so you can do the same thing and have a party with your friends. And Laurie!
Yes, Gillian!
Do you have any food news you would like to share?
I don't know if I had time. I have a few minutes.
You have probably about 5 minutes.
Okay,
if,
when does Louis come on?
I'm
excited about him.
If our guest calls in and if Blog Talk Radio works like it's supposed to, you have now 4 minutes.
By the way, I said boo before because I'm not there again to have your cooking.
Yes, I know.
I
sorry about
well,
that.
I miss
you. But
you
know what?
Course,
it's not going to stop me from
it's
eating.
Kind of a...
You now have 3.5
deal.
Minutes.
So talk about how you're a package deal. You can cook. You're handsome.
Don't talk about
funny.
My package on air. So please. Okay. So do you have any food?
Oh, God. Well, I have one little quick thing I wanted to run by. This is the cutest thing I found. Did you ever hear of a pizza cookie?
A who?
A pizza cookie.
No, I can't say that I have.
I know, you know. I don't have kids, so maybe I'm sure, you know, all mothers are like, oh, my gosh, she's crazy. Yes, we heard of pizza cookies. But listen to this. You take, like, pizza dough, and then you make this pizza cookie with it, and wait till you hear this topping. This is like your dream. Okay, 1 cup of chocolate chips,
yeah.
1 cup of butterscotch chips, 1/2 cup of M&Ms, I mean, this actually exists. 1 cup of peanut butter chips, 1/2 cup of chopped nuts, 1 cup of mini marshmallows, and then 1/2 cup of jelly beans.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Why,
well,
that's
thank you.
All
of that on one little cookie?
The pizza's like a big pizza. You're thinking like the pizza pie.
Oh,
pizza
you rolled
pie,
out,
you
out
yeah.
of okay. All rolled out into a big
yeah,
pizza
Yeah, I said you
pan.
Take the
okay,
pizza dough.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Hey, do either of you remember the days when in college and, you know, okay, we all got stoned, we all got drunk, we all did whatever, and you
I
were craving munchies?
Person.
Did you ever make little pizzas out of English muffins with ketchup
yes,
and American cheese?
Of course.
Yes.
Not with ketchup.
Yes.
Not with ketchup, but yes, and English muffins. Oh, my gosh, we did.
It
I completely
best.
Forgot about that.
Don't forget Chef Boyardee pizzas, for God's sake. I mean, you know we all had those.
No.
I've never heard of that.
I didn't know
what?
Chef Boyardee
no,
made
be a
pizza.
No, this is a Southern thing. I don't know what you're talking about.
You didn't? Wait. Time out. You guys did not have Chef Boyardee pizzas?
I knew that he made
Brian,
SpaghettiOs and other
Brian's
things in
a
the
New
can.
York boy.
But...
Brian's a New York boy and I'm a Jersey girl. Are you kidding me? No.
Oh my God! Yeah, maybe it was a Southern thing, but you would roll that dough. It come with dough. It was like popping fresh dough. That little thing. You pop the can open. You put the dough down. Then it had this. I don't know what it was. It's some kind of Italian seasoning, and it had tomato sauce. And you just poured it on top. And then it had this. It was like grated. It was like that fake cheese, that Parmesan cheese. You sprinkle over it and you throw it in the oven. You never had those? Oh my God, Laurie!
I've never heard.
I'm gonna have to do that for you one night. Yes, I can't believe
that's
you never
come
had
back.
It.
That's going to be fun. That's fun, like, yeah.
invite me over. I'll bring the perfect wine pairing for
you. You are always invited.
You don't need an invitation. Let's see how good you are, Mr. Wines are. All right, we run out of time, so now it's time to bring on our first guest, but I think I'm going to play a song because, okay, from what I understand about this guest, her name is Regan Lester, and from what I hear, she is quite the foodie and also speaks her mind quite a bit, and this may get a little past PG-13, folks, for those who may have children listening, but
It's perfect for us, though.
Yeah, I understand we blew that a little while ago, but I'm going to play a song which is called Speak Your Mind by Bo Porter, and then we'll be bringing on Regan Lester to talk about God knows what. I know one of the things we're going to be talking about is tater tot, so everybody hang tight. We'll be right back.
Speak your mind, but not while you're drinking. Liable to say just what you're thinking. Keep the peace and just get along. You might be right, but it could go so wrong. Now bite your tongue, but don't say nothing. Don't bear push that button. Liquor's talking, but you said it. Open your mouth and you're gonna regret it. Now me and my gal went out the other night. I started drinking, hell, I got tight. That's when she asked me what I thought about her mother. I opened my mouth and, oh, brother, speak your mind, but not while you're drinking. Liable to say just what you're thinking. But keep the peace and just get along. You might be right, but it could go so wrong. Now,
California. I'm not really sure, to be honest with you. I forget to ask her where she was from, but we're going to be talking food and cartoons and God knows what else and tater tots. And good morning, Regan. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Welcome. And I got to ask you, that right out of the box, tater tots, what's that all about?
Good God, it just won't die. It's been 2 years of tater date. I'm originally from Rome, Georgia. I now live down here in Jacksonville, Florida, at the beach.
Oh, Florida. Okay.
Which I love. When I was living in Rome, I got a little gig as a restaurant critic. FYI, do not become a restaurant critic in a small town. It will bite you. So my husband and I went out to this restaurant bar one night that just opened. No intent of reviewing them because they were new. And I just simply asked what sides they served that they made fresh. Well, it turned into this fiasco where people were saying that I demanded fresh tater tots. I mean, and it just, and you know, like any self-respecting adult, of course I went onto Facebook and ranted. And so then the owner the owner of the place is called the Brew House. The owner of the Brew House also went on Facebook and ranted, and it just blew up. And, you know, since then, he and I have made peace. I'm going back to visit next month. We're going to take a picture together eating tater tots. But it was, I mean, people, I had no idea anyone would feel that strongly or have that much passion about a frozen potato product.
Well, they are the best. I mean, I think people ought to eat more tater tots, and that's probably one of my favorite. And I saw someone, in fact, this morning on Facebook, had tater tots posted, and they made it use it with a hot wing sauce. And I thought, yes, more people need to eat tater tots, and frozen or fresh, but tater tots are one of my favorite. Hey, Winezar, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
What's a good wine to go with tater tots?
Something good and juicy, probably white. Sauvignon Blanc.
He doesn't know.
Sauvignon Blanc.
Anyway.
Totally thinking.
Hey, I know everything. What are you talking about?
Anyway, Regan, so that's the tater tot story. And so you're going to go back down there and enjoy, actually up there because you're in Florida now, and meet with the guy, and you guys have, buried the sword, and everything. There's no more tater tot controversy?
Well, there's no more tater tot controversy between he and I, but the rest of small town Rome, Georgia just still gets a kick out of posting pictures of them eating tater tots with the hashtag Tatergate. It's just, you know, I wish my legacy in that town was a little more substantial, but no, I'm the girl that's going to forever be known for tater tots.
All right, now, let's talk about what your husband does. I guess he was supposed to be joining us and had another engagement. We weren't important enough for him, but understand he has a cartoon strip that's called Mike DuJour, which is a pretty
yes.
cool name to begin with. But can you tell us a little bit about what the Mike DuJour strip is about and how he got involved, and how long have you been an actual cartoonist?
Okay, sure. You know, first of all, he's you know, living the woe is me lifestyle of being on the middle of the Atlantic right now, deep sea fishing. So, you know, poor him. But he's been an illustrator for 30 plus years. I mean, he owns his own business, and he is an internationally syndicated cartoonist. And 2 years ago, launched Mike DuJour, which is both his political and his comic strip are syndicated through the Washington Post. And, and so it's just a little daily bon mot of whatever really stupid idea he comes up with. I mean, it's the most obscure comic strip that I've ever seen. But, you know, he went into it saying he wanted to write a comic strip for people who didn't think they liked comic strips. And I happen to be one of those people, you know. My generation, I just didn't grow up reading the comics. And
right.
It's just kind of a, it's very Seinfeld-like, just that kind of dry, witty humor.
And people can find that. Does he have it actually on a website along with the Washington Post?
If you subscribe to the Washington Post, you can see it daily. He's in there daily. But you can also find him on gocomics.com, Mike DuJour.
Mike DuJour. All right. All right, we got that out of the way. And I, you know what? Deep sea fishing is a lot more important than the Gray and Ideas radio show. So you filled in for him just fine. So I understand. I mean, everybody tells me I've met my match. So go ahead, crank it up. You want to talk about food porn? What did you want to talk about on the show?
Major, well, I think I get a bad rap. I'm just a little bit on the outspoken side, but I'm not the big bad bully people paint me to be.
Well, I am. So I said, all right. Everybody keeps saying, oh, brilliant. You've met your match. She's going to tear you up. You better bring your A game. So I've been getting all prepped, ready for the battle. But are you telling me you're not ready for the slapdown?
Oh, no, I will slap you down if need be, but so far you've been pretty polite.
Well, let me ask you a couple of questions. You said you were a food critic. Are you still
yes.
are you still a food critic?
No, I was a food critic through the Coosa Valley News in Rome, Georgia, while I lived there. And as soon as we put our house on the market and closed, it just kind of didn't make any sense. And I, you know, we literally, because my husband works for himself, can work from anywhere, which is a blessing and a curse. So we were like throwing darts at a map, trying to figure out where on earth we were going to move. So that kind of took up a lot of my time, and I haven't really gotten back into it since we've moved down here.
Well, the way it sounds, it happened in Rome, and over in Rome, Georgia. But they run you out of town? Is that why you had to put your house on the market?
No, thank God. It is a fantastic little town, but I'm a big city girl, and my husband's a beach guy. We were ready to kind of close that chapter. We don't have children. Well, he has children, but they're grown. They don't live in Georgia anyway. And so, you know, we're empty nesters, and it was just time to, you know, why stay in small town USA when, you know, you can live at the beach?
Well, that's what Laurie and I have kind of done. We've gone to the small town arena, and what's it, like 300 people here, Laurie?
Yep, that's what they said. I think like 180 when it's like off season.
You're kidding.
No,
yeah,
we love it.
During the summertime, we get a boom. We get like 300, but right now, this time of year, it's about 180. But we both went from fairly big cities. Laurie's been in New Jersey and also Vegas. I was in San Diego and been around. And we came to the slower life, and it's interesting. The people are cool. They all wave, which is really neat. You ride down the road, and everybody waves at you. It's been an adjustment, but I get it.
Yeah, my husband is still, you know, he's a native Atlantan, but, you know, we lived in small-town Georgia for so long that, you know, down here he still waves to everyone, and I'm kind of, you know, I was set to move to D.C. and been up there several times looking for a place to live, and, you know, I've got to put my nose to the ground and walk fast and don't talk to anybody mentality. But he's friendly. He likes it down here. And I've got to tell you, that Jacksonville has been very kind to us. The people down here are great. We have a slew of wonderful restaurants. And, and the seafood markets are just fantastic.
Yeah, you've actually got friends. Isn't that where Gina lives, Laurie? Is that Jacksonville?
Gina lives in Miami.
Miami. Oh,
yep.
Well, it's still Florida.
Right, right now.
It's still Florida. It's very different. One of the cities you're required to speak Spanish, and it's not Jacksonville.
I love St. Augustine.
Oh, me too. That's where my husband is actually at today, where he went down last night and to stay with our friends that live there, and they got on the boat and went out deep sea fishing today.
Well, it amazes me, the beach, because it's the cleanest beach, and they allow dogs on the beach.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
And, you know, and the people down there are just so nice. I was afraid when we moved to Florida that it would be, you know, a lot of snowbirds and that kind of northern mentality, which I'm comfortable with since part of my family's from Chicago, so I get a little bit of that. But, man, the people down here, aside from their questionable fashion choices, are just wonderful.
I love the shops there. It's the oldest city. I don't think people know that.
Yes, it is.
It's the first city in the U.S., right?
Yep.
I believe it's one of the first ones with the conquistadors or something founded it, didn't they? One of those Spanish crews, I think, were the words of St. Augustine where it all started. So before I want to have to move along because I got other guests backing up here in a couple of seconds. Do you do any grilling there in Jacksonville, Regan?
Oh, absolutely.
What is your favorite thing to grill or to barbecue?
Well, you know, as we joked on Facebook, I am a big fan of red meat, and I think it gets bad rap. It's just, I love to throw a steak on the grill, just get it where it's slightly not tartar, and, you know, cut into it and blood comes out. That is... That's my foie gras is my food porn.
Well, that's not for me. I told you that, you know, I don't want to be having blood dripping out the sides and have to cook it up with a piece of bread. No, thank you. Mine's got to be cooked all the way through. Ain't no mooing on my plate, but to each his own. And we appreciate you joining us this morning, and tell Mike to have fun out there fishing, and he's welcome to come on. If he likes to talk, wants to talk more about the cartoon business sometime in the future, he and you are always welcome. And I always expect you more of some kind of food fight. You let me down, but you're always welcome to come back.
Oh, okay, so now you're going to end on that note. I'm a let down guest. Yeah, I can't wait to join you again.
Yeah, well, bring it, girl, bring it. Thank you very much. By the way, you can find Regan on Facebook. I've got a link here on our show. All you do is click, and it takes it to your Facebook page. Do you have another website, Regan, that you need to blog while you're here?
MikeLester.com.
Okay, check that out, too. We appreciate it, and come back and see us sometime.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been delightful.
Thank you. Take care. All right, guys.
You too.
Brian, all I have to say is, you're so funny. I could ask you, Brian, what's the best wine for jelly beans? You come up with something. Oh, I think Chardonnay is probably one of the best for tater tots. You have a clue what goes with tater tots.
I do have a clue. Oh, and by the way, there's a restaurant in Richmond. It's called Sticky Rice. It's kind of this, like, Asian fusion. They do sushi and stuff, and they serve tater tots in those, you know, those little metal pails, buckets.
Yeah.
And it's just called a bucket of tater tots, and it's the best thing. I mean, I see people eating sushi and tater tots all the time there. You know, and I love tater tots, so.
I would drink
anything with tater tots.
In fact, Laurie, when you finally do get back, I think we're going to have a tater tot night. We're going to do it with different sauces. And doesn't that sound like fun?
So much fun.
I am such a so fun. Oh, boy. All right. Well, let's see here. I'm going to take another break if I can. Here we go again. I'm telling you, it's noontime. High noon on Blog Talk Radio is when everything seems to screw up. I think everybody must be listening to shows at 12 o'clock on a Saturday, and everything slows down.
Maybe.
So wait a minute. Maybe. Anyway, I want to play a song by Louie Bellow as musical guest. And by the way, Laurie, you saw his video. What a great singer. He is unbelievable. We'll be talking to him in about a half hour. But first, we'll be talking about cookies with our next guest. And by the way, the cookies are amazing, and I'll talk about that later. So anyway, here is
my ear the other day.
I know, and guess what? They're almost
them.
Gone. Anyway, Louie Bellow, the song is called Relax Yourself. Everybody relax yourself for about 3 minutes. We'll be back to talk about cookies with the SweetGeniusTreats.com folks. Be right back.
Relax yourself, girl.
What's happening?
Relax yourself, girl. Please settle down. Relax yourself, girl. Please settle down. Relax yourself, girl. Please settle down.
Baby, 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 baby.
Relax yourself, girl. Please settle down. Relax yourself, girl. Please settle down.
Honey, check it out. You got me mesmerized. With your black hair and your fat ass thighs. Street poetry is my everyday. Yo, I gotta stop when you chop my way.
If I was working at the club, you would not pay, no.
I got something to say. I like them brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, or Haitian. Name's Louie Bellow from the Boston Nation. Told you in the jam we can get down. Let's not boost like the group H-Town. You got JT up on your bedroom wall. But I'm above the rim and this is how I ball.
Pretty little thing on the Boston streets. Oh, oh, oh.
When I took you out, sex was on my mind the whole damn route. Mind was in a frenzy in a horny state. I couldn't drop it down cause you couldn't relate, no.
Relax yourself, girl, please settle down. Relax yourself, girl, please settle down. Relax yourself, girl, please settle down. Baby, 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 baby. Relax yourself, girl, please settle down. Relax yourself, girl, please settle down.
Stretch out your legs, let me make you ball. Drive you insane, drive you up the wall. Staring at your dome piece, very strong. Stronger than cry, stronger than Teflon. Take you on the air, and you buy me lace. I wanna pound her until it winks. You could be my mama, I can be your boy. You can be the shorty in my ill convoy. Oh, oh yeah. I'll have you weak, you can hardly speak. We can do an LL swinging up in my Jeep. Keep it on the down low, keep it discreet. See, I'm not the type of kid to have my biz in the streets, no. Do that, do that, do do that, that, that. Oh, do that, do that, do do that, that, that. Oh,
relax yourself, girl, please settle down. Relax yourself, girl, please settle down. Relax yourself, girl, please settle down. Baby, 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 baby. Relax yourself, girl, please settle down. Relax yourself, girl, please settle down.
Relax yourself, girl, please settle down. Kick your feet up while we cruising through the town. Looking at the lights off the Zeca Bridge. Catching a good vibe like we robbing big. Or catching a good vibe while we rocking Louis Bello. In your black dress while you styling your stilettos. I like them blowing black, Dominican and Asian. My name's D Money, got a girl for all occasions. Telly in Miami, loving hip hop in the A. Got another shorty up in the West, she's from the Bay. I'm young, wild, and free, I guess that's okay. Talking about settling down, no way.
Relax yourself, girl, please settle down. Relax yourself, girl, please settle down. Relax yourself, girl, please settle down. Baby, 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 baby. Relax yourself, girl, please settle down. Relax yourself, girl, please settle down.
Come here, come here. Let me talk for a minute, baby. Oh, oh, ooh, yeah, yeah. Ooh.
And that was Louis Bello, Relax Yourself. Quite a different type of music than normal, huh, guys?
Yes, I agree. I like it.
Yeah, that's he's got rap, he's got swooning music, kind of Frank Sinatra, some of his music. He's all over the board, and he's a great, does that work great. I got Laurie, come up with a new word for me to use other than great. He's a fantastic singer. And he'll be joining
I always use phenomenal.
Phenomenal. There you go.
Phenomenal.
He's a phenomenal singer.
Whatever you do, don't use awesome. I'm so tired of that
never,
word.
You know what? That has never been, I have never, ever, ever used that word. It's just not my way of awesome. I just don't say it.
Sounds awesome. Valley Girl. Awesome.
It sounds awesome. No,
anyway,
it's not awesome.
He's a phenomenal singer. He'll be joining us in about a half hour. And we're supposed to be talking to Cookie people here in about 2.5 minutes. And Laurie, I know.
Oh, jeez.
I know.
Really?
Well, it's my fault. It's my fault. I actually cut off Regan too soon, and I'm got about 2.5 minutes
here. You've been doing
that. I know. It's just I get
trigger
happy.
Is it the last time you cut someone off or something?
People don't understand. I get all nervous when I do this show, and it's just like, yeah, I've been doing it now for 2.5 years, but I get all like, I get all like trigger happy and butterflies, and it's just
you
weird. Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird feeling. Every time I do this show, it's like the first time I ever did it, and as everybody can tell, it sounds like it's the first time we ever did it. But anyway, do you have any short stories, because we have no cookie guy yet.
Okay. I was typing. I don't help you. Can you hear my typewriter going like a mile a minute?
No.
Good. Okay.
Do you have a typewriter?
I'm not ready to go like you typed. I'm typing. I'm typing on my computer or something. But, I'm typing.
I just was going to mention something, and I just saw that there was a post. I'm actually looking at Facebook at the same time. Our friend Greg Blanton. And the friends, and I meant to ask her if she knew Greg. I mean, Greg's from Rome, and it's a small town. So apparently they're already conversing. Huh?
Yes, well, actually, I believe that Greg was the one who suggested to Sunblast to get Regan on because he knew her from her critic days. And actually, the Tater Tot story, I believe, came through Greg. And I guess they get this ongoing joke there. You what?
I had the privilege, me and Brian, to meet Greg. He's an amazing, amazing barbecue guy.
Yeah,
he's
you want
awesome.
To talk about someone that knows his way around a grill. That's Greg.
Yes, mm-hmm. I hear. That's what I hear. He's one heck of a griller. Well, we've actually we're actually wasting time. Keep talking, guys. Our cookie guy's not here yet. So, Laurie, you can pick whatever story you want now because he's not here.
And it was so funny. Good thing I stayed on because I was my niece calls up and she's like, Aunt Lori, will you take me to Whole Foods? They opened a Whole Foods like about 20 minutes from here, 15, 20 minutes from here. I'm like, you know, of course. Do I tell my nieces and nephews no? No. But you don't have your own kids. It's like, okay, I'll take you. So she wanted me to call her at 12, and I'm thinking, okay, I'll let you go. And then all of a sudden you're like, well, the cookie person isn't calling in. I'm thinking, oh, I better stick around.
Yeah, could you just hang around? I think Whole Foods can wait.
Yeah, you want to jump to
my niece,
Walmart, though.
My niece wants to go. Oh, God.
No, you
well,
would never, you know what? If you had kids of your own, they would have been spoiled rotten.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, my. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. Oh, my. Of course.
What the heck was that?
My fault.
Did Lamb Chop run out in front of the UPS guy again? Is that the UPS
horn? was that a horn? All right, Lori, give us a story
because I got no
cookie man right now.
Oh, boy. Okay. Would you guys like to know the top 10 dessert trends for 2014?
Why not?
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
For 2013 or 2014?
2014.
Oh, okay.
Well,
no,
I hope my wife is not listening because she gave up desserts for Lent, so.
She did.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. I gave up ice cream, and then my brother and my sister-in-law treated me to ice cream last night, so I just kind of, like, made a mistake. Just, but I blessed myself, so I'm okay.
Yeah. I told everybody I gave up. I told everybody I gave up giving up.
Thank you, sorry.
Lori, what's the trends for desserts or whatever you said for 2014?
You know, I don't. You know what's weird? I don't know this stuff. I must be out of the loop because we've been on that little island, so we don't know what's going on. But I'm sure people out there will hear this stuff. Okay, puddings are the other soft desserts called spoonables, and they're big. Have you heard of a spoonable?
Spoonable?
Spoon, like you know, a spoon. You eat with a spoon.
Yeah, I know. I get spoonables, but what are they? It's pudding?
They say puddings are the other soft desserts called spoonables, and they're big. I've never heard of it.
Okay. Well, they're so big, we haven't heard about them. Oh.
Okay. Today they say we are layering just about everything. I mean, what are we layering? I don't know. Am I layering something? layering desserts of what? L-A-Y-E-R-I-N-G. We are layering just about everything.
I can tell this story is going to be a snooze alert. What? Make them fast. Read them fast because guess
okay,
what?
Okay, mini dessert.
I think our cookie man is
finally
falling.
Expanded to the pies. They got mini pies. Other big trends for 2014 is Midwestern foods. When it comes to desserts, it means cobbler's pies, crisps, tarts, upside down cakes. And then, here we go, listen to this. Muffins are the new donuts or what some are calling the Duffin. Now, who do you think of when I say pepper-flavored desserts? Nora.
My next door neighbor, yeah.
I know. The new desserts on the menu are heavy on the stronger spices, and they're putting cracked pepper on desserts.
Before we go any further, hey, Brian, have you ever had vanilla ice cream with cracked pepper?
Not that, but I've had lots of ice creams that have been infused with, like, cayenne and things like that. The Italians make a chocolate gelato with pepper in it. That's absolutely delicious.
It is good. Mm-hmm. I was surprised. I had it a few weeks back when Nora gave me some, and I was like, what the heck is this on top of my ice cream? But it's amazing. People, if you've never tried vanilla ice cream with cracked pepper on it, you got to try it out. Okay, Lori, make it fast because our next guest is calling.
Okay. People are looking to add adventure to their repertoire, and the crepes fit the bill. So now crepes are very big. Nuts are big in the desserts right now, and particularly because there's health benefits. And we don't have to make enough to feed an army today to satisfy us because we've all discovered it's okay to just have a little bit. Ta-da, I'm done.
Ta-da, is that it? All right. Well,
that wasn't so bad.
You know, I've learned something. After 2.5 years, you would think that I would ask the guests what their phone number is because when all of a sudden I get all these phone calls, it's like I have to roll the dice and say, okay, which person is probably our guest? So I'm going to take a chance and say that this person right here is our guest. If it's not, then God knows who it is. But let's see.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy. Hey, good morning. This is Korean Ideas Radio. Is this our guest, Damon?
This is me.
Yay! Damon, all right. Sorry, I didn't ask you what your phone number was. Everybody, this is Damon Buford, and he's from SweetGeniusTreats.com, and I found Damon on Kickstarter, a couple weeks ago, I guess it was, and he was working on a Kickstarter project raising money for their strawberry lemonade cookies, and he sent me some cookies, and all I can say is, Damon, oh, my God. You know, usually people send cookies, and you'll have some that are good, some that are bad. Man, oh, man, guy, everything in the package that you sent to me, I can't find my favorite because they're all good. And so welcome to the show, and you can send me cookies anytime.
Bring in my ear last night.
Anytime, okay, will do.
So tell us about your company. You're welcome. Sweet Genius Treats, tell us about your company and how you got in the cookie business.
Well, I've been baking since I was 14. I'll be 35 next week. And I had a lot of help from my grandmother and my father, my mom, aunts and uncles. And, you know, my first attempt was a lemon meringue pie, and I failed terribly. And I started to give up baking. I was like, you know what, this is not for me. But I attempted it again, and I made a 7-Up cake, and my whole family just loved it. So that gave me motivation to continue to keep baking. How we came about with the business was my wife and I got married about 2 years ago in February and found out we were expecting a child. And he was born July 31st, and he passed on August 2nd. And,
wow.
Yeah, so, you know, during that time it was a lot of layoffs and, you know, for my job and everything. And I think I had been laid off about 2 or 3 times in 1 year. And I said, you know, enough is enough. We got to do something different. So I got in the kitchen and started baking. And I came up with the strawberry lemonade cookie because while my wife was pregnant with Christen, she couldn't eat chocolate, which is her favorite. And I'm not a fan of chocolate, but I'll make it for everybody else. And, you know, we accident happened, and I came up with this strawberry lemonade cookie, and every time anyone would try it, they would just smile, and it was the same smile that I would see, you know, on Christ's face when we were visiting him in ICU. So, you know, we just started with the cookie. We
the strawberry lemonade cookie, it is amazing, and, you know, I saw your video on Kickstarter where people were, and by the way, their acting skills weren't that great, but when people, when they bite into the cookie, they would have a smile on their face, and it was like, wow. And I have to say, it is probably one of the best cookies, and I'm not just saying this just because you're on the show. One of the best cookies I've had. It's got a unique taste, a unique texture, plus not to mention the chocolate chip and the chocolate cookie. And what are these grape things? You got these grape cookies that are in here.
Yeah, that's the grape Kool-Aid cookie.
Grape Kool-Aid, that's what that is. All right. That'll pucker you up.
Yeah, it's a fun cookie. it's a very different cookie.
Yes, it is. Matter of fact, hey, Winesar, we have our Winesar listening in. Winesar, you would like this because it has a real sweet, kind of a tarty grape taste, and it'd be perfect probably with one of your Chardonnays.
A grape cookie? Is it white red grape?
They're kind of purple color, so I guess it's a red grape, right?
I'd rather have a red wine. Pinot Noir, nice fruity Pinot. California Pinot.
Well, they're really good.
For sure.
And I've never had that before. So tell us a little bit about your Kickstarter project. You were successful with your Kickstarter project, and you raised money, and you wanted to basically bring this strawberry lemonade cookie to the masses. And so what are your plans now that you've made the money on Kickstarter?
Absolutely. And it's funny because I was approached early December by a friend who started a shoe line, and they were trying to get backstage at the Grammys, and they said, hey, you know, maybe you can partner up with us and possibly, you know, pass out your cookies. And I was like, wow, that would be a great opportunity. But I choked, and I said, you know what, I just can't see myself asking for money during the holidays. And everyone's like, oh, that's the the perfect time to do it, you know. And I was like, no, you know, I don't, no, I couldn't do it. So weeks went by, and I said, you know what, we got to do something. I said, I want this dream to come true, and it has to come true. So we launched the Kickstarter. Was very, very surprised and excited, and just the amount of support that we had from the Kickstarter community. Once we reached our goal, we were planning, you know, we're actually starting to do manufacturing of our boxes, changing our logo a little bit, cleaning it up, and working on some other things to make sure everything runs smoothly and professional.
Well, I really do. Actually, I do like your logo. I don't know if it's the one I've got on the radio show. I don't know if that's the original one, but it's a cute, a cute logo.
Yes.
And I know that was designed with your son in mind when you did that.
Yes, sir.
And, it's a great product, and the cookies are fantastic. And folks, you need to check out his website, sweetgeniustreat.com. Now, people can buy the cookies online now, right?
That is correct. Yes, we do ship.
If they want to get a dozen of these wonderful strawberry lemonade cookies, what's it cost them for a dozen cookies?
A dozen of the strawberry lemonade is $14.50.
Okay, and then I guess they have to pay for shipping wherever it's going.
Correct.
It's good stuff. I congratulate you because, you know, like I said before, sometimes you get cookies in the mail and they just, they're so-so. But, you know, and Laurie, sorry you didn't get any of these. They're going to be gone by the time you get back. But these are fantastic.
Sorry, no, you didn't save me any.
And, Damon, I want you to keep us posted as things develop. And, like, you're always welcome. If you got some new cookies you want us to test out on air, you're always welcome to send them.
Yeah, I'm working on a couple of other cookies. I think I'll send you the deep-fried strawberry lemonade, you know, as Southerners do.
Ah, there you go.
Hey,
well, Weinzar?
I just wanted to say one thing before he leaves. The greatest creations in the kitchen happen by accident. So keep having those accidents.
Absolutely.
Well, Damon, thank you very much, and keep us posted. And everyone, like I said before, go to his website, and we've got the link right here on the show. All you do is click and go order some great cookies, and they're phenomenal, as Laurie likes to say. And Damon, come back. Come back and see us anytime.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me.
All right. Take care.
Everybody, take care. Bye-bye.
It's one of the best. And I don't say that lightly because I've had lots of cookies, but they're really good. And we appreciate him taking time to talk about that. It's also a very touching story about his son and how he kind of had the inspiration about the cookies, the strawberry lemonade cookie, because of that. And check it out and get yourself some cookies. And I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to be bringing on our next guest, which we played one of his songs a little while ago. His name is Louie Bello, super singer, got some really good, interesting music. And I'm going to play the next one, which is called Taste the Money. And we'll be right back here after the song to talk to Louie. Everyone hang tight. We'll be right back.
So much in their eyes. You work so hard, trying to please everyone else, but deep inside, you know it's your time. Whatever you want, I got it. I'll take you up to Mars and back. We'll tell them all it's your birthday, and then I'll make them all stand back. So you can shine. Girl, it's all about you. Just take the money, keep on running. You know tonight you're sitting on top of the world.
never go home, home. I could spend it all on you till it's gone, gone. I love
And that was Louie Bello, Take the Money. And Louie Bello is our next guest joining us this morning. Love the music. It's you've got a whole different blend of all different types of music. And if everything's working right, I should press this button. I should have Louie. Good morning, Louie. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thank you for having me.
Oh, great, great. Thank you so much. And by the way, Louie, I'm going to tell you right off the bat, that you're a hot-looking guy, and I've been using you like bait for, you know, when you try to catch mice, you put cheese on the trap, and I've been using your pictures and your music trying to lure more women to the show, because we did a demographic check last week, and we got 60% men listening to the show and only 40% women, and that's because Laurie draws in the men, so I had to use you as bait to try to improve this. So thank you for letting me use you. And welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us about Louie Bello. I love your music, and you're a cross between like the Backstreet Boys and maybe Frank Sinatra. And how long have you been in the music business? And tell us a little bit about yourself and what's going on in the Louie Bello world.
So I'm been going on about almost 20 years now in the business since I started singing and recording. Yeah, it's been a long time, and I've recently released my new record, which Take the Money, which you just played, is on, and it's hard to sum up, but I've just been all around the world and back again, and I'm an artist, and I'm enjoying my life and meeting new people. And having people like yourselves enjoy my music and talking to you guys, it's been an incredible journey, and I'm hoping to keep pushing further and further.
Well, it's really good stuff, and if you haven't seen his videos on YouTube, you do some really super job on the videos, and whoever's directing and running those
for you
and setting up, those are fantastic videos. And as a matter of fact, I had a couple on our Facebook page this morning and last night, and everyone check out YouTube. All you have to do is punch in Louie Bello, and you can find all of his videos. And I just, you know, are you filling up any concert halls and doing anything like that? Because if you're not, you should be.
Well, you know, it's funny. It's like different parts of the country. I have bigger fan bases than others, and it's just, it's hard. It's hard as an independent artist, and you know, to get your name out there. So it's grind, you know, it's a fun grind, but
right.
It's slowly building up, you know. In the Northeast, I have a much bigger fan base, Northeast and down the East Coast. And I've been starting to go over to the West Coast a lot and building up there. But yeah, I mean, some nights, you know, we have 400 or 500 people, and other nights you get 100, you know, and it's just, you try to use all those fans and start connecting them all together and build it up. So it's still a push, but it's a good one. You know, it's getting better.
Well, I'm a country music fan, and a lot of times I'll play country music on the show, but when I heard your music, I guess it was a couple of months ago, we touched base, and I think I found you on Reverb Nation. I'm like, wow, this guy's got it going on. And it's not, you know, usually raps, a country music guy doesn't really listen to like rap songs and your type of music, but I heard it and I just said, wow, this guy is really talented, and I want to have him on the show and help get the word out. And we appreciate you taking time on your busy schedule to come on. And I understand you just did a whole project on Twitter where you had people following you sort of on the trail. Is that what that Twitter thing was about?
Yeah, I was actually just came back from Austin, Texas. I played down in at South by Southwest, this week. I actually just got back yesterday morning, so I was in a lot of country, a lot of rock, a lot of hip-hop, a lot of just everything down there, and we did a whole, you know, hashtag Southwest thing where I, you know, had people following my whole week down there, and it was really successful. We got a lot of new followers and met a lot of people down there, saw a lot of great bands, a lot of great music. It was a fun week.
Now, what is the album called, the latest album you have?
So the latest album is called Long Way Home, and you can get that on YouTube, or you can go to, iTunes,
okay.
But you can also go to louisbello.com, and I have links there for my videos, which, and I appreciate the compliments on the videos. I take a lot of pride in the videos. I executive produce all of them, and I bring, like, the best people that I can bring on board, so it's
cool. In fact, the Long Way Home video, which I just posted this morning on my site, is really well done, and I actually wrote a little note and told the ladies, don't get mad at the beginning of the, you know, the video. Watch it all the way through.
I got so much flack for that. I got so much flack for that video because people would watch, like, halfway through and be like, why did you leave that beautiful girl at home, and why did you do that to your baby mother? Like, I was just acting.
You need to put a disclaimer at the beginning of that video to tell everybody, now don't cut it off and don't get mad at me. Follow it all the way to the end.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, I'm going to play another one of your songs, which is called Shotgun. Now, is that on the new album?
It is also. Shotgun's in the new album, and we have a video for Shotgun as well. So.
All right, I'm gonna play that, and we'll chat a little bit about you and where you're headed from here. And do you like to cook? Are you a foodie or into barbecue or anything like that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, then
we'll talk about that for a long time.
Since it's a food show, we'll talk about that when we come back, too. So everybody hang tight. This is Louis Bello, and the song is called Shotgun. We'll be right back to talk to Louis in just a few minutes.
Thank you.
that was Louie Bello. The song's called Shotgun. We have Louie Bello joining us on the Green Ideas radio show this morning. Great stuff there, Louie. And I didn't ask,
where are
you from originally? Are you from the Northeast?
I'm from Boston, yeah. I'm still based out of Boston, and I just travel. I travel everywhere, but I always come back home.
Well, great stuff, and I really appreciate you joining us this morning. So where are you headed from here? What are your upcoming gigs in say, next couple of months?
I got a few gigs in New York, and we're going to be hitting the West Coast again and over to L.A. in May. And I'll also be, you know, gigging up here in Boston in the next – I have a couple shows in the next 3 or 4 weeks. So, yeah, be busy. Be real busy.
All right, so now we talked about food on this show, and I mentioned it before we went to your last song, that you like, you're a foodie and you like the barbecue. What is Louie Bello, what's his favorite food, and what do you like to eat while he's on the road?
Well, I've been trying to eat healthy lately, but that hasn't worked, especially going to Austin, Texas, because they have a lot of good barbecue out there that I found out. So my meals consisted this week of ribs, steak, wings, a lot this week, but I did add my broccoli and my mashed potatoes and all that stuff in there, so a little bit
healthy. You kind of balanced it out with the good stuff and the bad stuff, right?
Absolutely.
do you do any cooking yourself?
I do. I'm running around, so I don't get to cook as much as I would like to. But you know, I'm Italian American, so I, you know, a lot of pasta and Italian foods and eggplant, and I cook a pretty good eggplant, and, you know, I'm always barbecuing, so we do ribs. My daughter loves ribs, so we do a lot of barbecue and ribs and steak and stuff like that. So,
speaking of your daughter, on your Facebook page, you mentioned on there that your passion is your daughter and your music, and I just find it just, you sound like a family man and a guy who's out there just trying hard and got some great music, and I wish you the best, and I hope you get more notice and you start going from 500 to 500,000 in some of those venues that you're going to.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I definitely appreciate it. And I wanted to say also that if any of your listeners out there, if you follow me on Twitter or email me at bellomusic@gmail.com today, I'll give your listeners and you guys a couple of free songs off the album.
Oh, cool. That'd be great. Everybody email in and get yourself some free songs, and we appreciate it. Also, go to louiebello.com. There you can find information about his future gigs, what's going on there, also about his music. And, Louie, thank you very much for taking time to be on our show, and keep us posted. And if you got any more new albums coming out or anything, you're always welcome back.
Absolutely. Thank you. Well, I'll definitely keep in touch with you guys, and We're going to be releasing that Take the Money video in a couple months, and so I'll definitely let you guys get a sneak peek of that before
we
release it.
Sounds great. We'll post it on our Facebook page so everybody can see it, too.
Great. Well, I appreciate it again. I hope you guys have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Take care. Everybody check out louiebello.com, and go. Also, you can find him on Facebook, and great stuff, and it looks like we lost our Food News Jersey style girl. She must have went to Whole Foods there, Mr. Brian Weinzar. So, Brian, we talked about St. Patrick's Day. We talked about corned beef, cabbage, and all that good stuff. And I guess now we cover all those bases. Let's talk about Austria. You're still going to Austria, what, the end of the month?
Yeah, I'm leaving on the 26th. I'll actually be probably face down in a winery somewhere this time in 2 weeks. I'll be doing a lot of power tasting.
We got to figure out how to do some kind of show from Austria. I'm going to have to talk to you about that. That would be so cool if there's a way we can do that. It might be very expensive for you to call into the show. I don't know what they cost. What they cost, like $20
well,
a minute or something from Austria?
I was going to say if Blog Talk Radio wants to finance my phone fees. The other thing I can think of is, and we really have to try to figure this out, is to do something with Skype, because I know that if I'm if I'm around free Wi-Fi, I can use my phone and I'll be Skype. In fact, I'll be Skyping my wife. I'm sure, anywhere I can pick up Wi-Fi, but it's it's expensive to, I think, to just buy, you know, like temporary service to use your phone to pick up the signal, and then you got to get a phone card, and it's more of a pain than it's probably worth, because I don't do that much traveling, you know, to make the expense of having the special card in there and all that stuff.
Well, you know, it is probably, it's not worth the trouble because people don't really care that you're in Austria anyway. You can tell us about it. You can tell us about it when
you
get
man.
Back. Oh, that wasn't nice. Anyway, we thank everybody for joining our show this morning, and I'm looking through my notes. I always forget to do this as to who's coming on next week, and I already forget who it is, and I'm looking through my files here, and I should have always have this handy, but I never do, so whatever. We got some people coming on next week, and I'm sure they have something to do with food, and they probably sing, too. So anyway, thank you, everyone, for what?
You know, we have to talk offline and figure out when we can announce the nation.
Oh, well, we can announce it now. We got a few minutes. We can't tell who the all the members are.
We
got to change some.
Yeah, we can't tell who the members are for sure, because we have to sort that out a little bit, but. In fact, having our cookie guy on today kind of brought all of this, you know, to the forefront. And I was thinking about how the last cookie person we had, we told to go away.
Yes. Well, what we're talking about, folks, is we have the Grill Bees Nation, and this is actually a brainchild of the Wine Czar, and we're going to have people part of the Grillby Nation. It's kind of like our own little, is it a fan club, or what would you call it? I don't know what you call it, but it's kind of our groupies.
I would say groupies. You know, I would definitely say groupies. We're going to have a hierarchy of power. If that's the right word, of course, everybody's powerless once they're on the grill in the Grillby Nation, because the idea about the Grillby Nation was that we could do and say whatever we want,
right. And
nobody could tell us not to.
Yes, well, that's what you and I do anyway, and I guess there'll be a hierarchy. And just remember who's at the top of the Grillby Nation. I just want to remind you that. You can be second fiddle, but I get top billing in the hierarchy, because, you know, it couldn't be a Grillby Nation without brilliant ideas, right?
Of course, and you know, I put you on the top. I think I put myself at the as the sergeant at arms. But, you know, the whole idea came from the old honeymooner show, where they had the Royal Order of Water Buffaloes, and, you know, and you had the Grand High Poobah and all that, you know, and all that stuff underneath. And I just kept thinking about this after that incident happened that we won't talk about.
The nice thing about the Grillby Nation is you can't really be joined. You have to be chosen, and you also can be knocked off the group too.
That's right, right. You know, for lack, you could be knocked off for lack of insubordination, not for insubordination,
correct,
but for lack of insubordination.
So if you're chosen to be on the Grillby Nation, consider it an honor, but also tread lightly.
Exactly.
Oh, well, I bet people just can't wait for that to happen. Anyway, we'll be announcing more about the Grillby Nation. And also, I want to make a point here, too, kind of changing my direction a little bit. You know, you've been hearing about us doing the 24-hour, 7 days a week, GreatAndIdeasRadio.com. Well, it's coming slowly but surely, and the next week or so, we're going to be actually giving you a little taste, that's a play on words, a taste of things to come. Some of our friends in the chef world are going to be doing their own little shows here on Blog Talk Radio as part of the Grill and Ideas Radio Network. And Christo Gonzalez, everyone knows Christo. If you don't, then check him out on Facebook. But he's going to be doing a show. I think we're going to be recording that on Wednesday. We got Chef Jesse Jones joining us, and he's going to be setting up something next week, and a few others to give everybody kind of a taste of what's going to happen with DreamIdeasRadio.com, and we're going to have each one of these will be hosting their own show, and we're going to be, like I said, starting it here shortly, so stay tuned on Facebook. I'll be letting everybody know what's going to happen, and we'll be posting some of these shows in the next week or two, and so you see where we're headed, and then it's up to me to make this thing all come together, but we're getting there, and I don't know if we can, we might have to do a wine czar. Never mind.
Hey, you know I already asked for the 2 a.m. slot.
Yes, you did. Maybe we can slide you to 10, because most people are drunk and drank too much wine at that point anyway, so you won't do too much damage.
Well, that's
but,
why. I mean, nobody's going to listen. According to you, nobody listens to me anyway, so I might as well take 2 a.m.
Yes, that's true. Well, everybody, I'm going to play some music this afternoon. I was going to do some more food news, but we lost her. She's gone to Whole Foods, I guess. And let's see here. You got any requests, Wine Czar? Let me see.
You wouldn't like the music I listen to anyway.
Yeah, you probably listen. You're like a jazz man, right?
I listen to jazz. Hey, I was brought up as a classical musician. That's what I'm trained in. And I listen to a lot of jazz. I grew up with more traditional rock and roll. You know, I love R&B. But I don't know, today's music... I have some issues with it, but that's no disrespect to the people out there making money in the industry. I respect them all. I listen to more traditional music.
Well, I'm going to play a little bit of music this afternoon to close out the show, and I'm just going to take some random picks here and some of our past guests, like Jimmy Charles and maybe some Jeff Batson, some of the ones that are some of our favorite folks that have been on the show, and we appreciate everyone joining us today, and thank you for coming each and every Saturday and keeping us in the top 10. Stay tuned as we bring on some of the new chefs and the new shows on the network, and we'll keep you posted on Facebook, and thank you, Wine Czar, for helping out again, and you're always welcome, of course, even though I always throw you under the bus, you know, you're always welcome to come and join us each and every Saturday, and we wish you well on your trip to Austria. Well, actually, that would be two.
Well,
weeks
you
now.
Got one more shot. You got one more shot with me next Saturday if you want. And I just want to let you know that Regan was commenting on a post, and I told her, you know, I said it was, you know, next time you're on, feel free to throw the, you know, Grogrillions under the bus.
Well, that's what I was expecting today, but she didn't do it. So, oh well.
Well, we might have to get her into the Grillby Nation for sure.
Maybe. All right, sounds good to me. All right, everybody, take care.
All right,
and
take
have
care.
A nice weekend. See you, Wine Czar. We'll be seeing you guys next week, same place, same time, same channel. And everyone have a nice one.
Take it.
I knew the day that I signed up and stood and took that oath, the risk that I was taking, someday I might not make it home. I've seen some of my buddies spend their last day on this earth. I think about their families and how much they must hurt. They gave their lives so all of us can live here free. The ultimate sacrifice, may they rest in peace. I don't complain about the things I know will never be. I just thank God I'm alive, so I can be here by your side. My body may be broken, but I don't think about the pain. Say a prayer every day, and for those who pay the price, my children and my wife, till my last breath is gone, I'll march on. days old before I knew I even had a baby girl. From that day on, all I thought about was getting home to you. With every bullet that I shot, every battle I fought through, I dreamed about helping you learn to ride your bike, laying on the beach and swimming with you in the ocean's tide. Now here you are, the day has come to give away the bride. I just look at you and smile. Wish I could walk you down that aisle. My body may be broken, but I don't think about the pain. I cherish every moment, say a prayer every day. And for those who paid the price, my children and my wife, till my last breath is gone. send me an angel to save me from this hell.
I was driving down on Highway 99,
Highway 99,
looking out my window when something caught my eye. There was farmers plowing and cotton growing and corn popping all along the road, and I think I like what I see. Now I've traveled all around these 50 states. There have been so many good people I've met along the way. And they're working hard and they love the Lord. They know what they're working for, and I think I love who I meet. This is my kind of country.
Now we're up in the morning with a coffee pot,
off to work to a dead-end job, but you won't hear us sing the blues. Come Friday at 5, well, we all get paid. Now we're off to the lake on Saturday. Time to light up my barbecue. If you feel like me, let me hear you say, hey. If you feel like me, if you feel like me, let me hear you say, hey. This is my kind of country.
My pie, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Couple good old boys drinking homemade shine. Now we're headed to the lake for some overtime. Tom Petty on the iPod, I can't go wrong. And AC/DC shook me all night long. But Freebird's still my favorite song. Singing Sweet Home California all summer.
And when the sun goes down, we know what to do. We're gonna light up the sky red, white, and blue. And I think I'm proud to be free. Granddaddy fought in the war of 45. Well, he jumped out of a plane behind enemy lines. And they were scared as hell, but they won the war. And them soldiers knew what they were fighting for. And I think I'm proud to be free. This is my kind of country.
Now we're up in the morning with a coffee pot,
off to work to a dead-end job, but you won't hear us sing the blues. Come Friday at 5, well, we all get paid. Now we're off to the lake on Saturday. Time to light up my barbecue.
If you feel like me, let me hear you say, hey. If you feel like me, if you feel like me, let me hear you say, hey. This is my kind of country.
In a Waffle House when I went south. Never had an Oregon apple till they put it in my mouth. Mud bogging in Texas. Brisket, heaven. Some apple pie shine from Bootleg Kevin. John on the dairy still coping the can. It's tomato season so you won't see Dan. Little coal on the gator tear it up again.
Blue collar Bill, proud American.
I'm on a pontoon boat Lake Norman again. Damn fishing derby got me up early again. Little Ronnie got pipes on the Chevy again. And you could bet this is my kind of country, man. It's fair time and they're packing it in. Everybody got a slurpee full of Jack or gin. Take a drive on the five, yeah, I like what I see. I guess you could say this is my kind of country.
Now we're up in the morning with a coffee pot, off to work to a dead end job, but you won't hear us sing the blues. Come Friday at 5, well, we all get paid. Now we're off to the lake on Saturday. Time to light of my barbecue. If you feel like me, let me hear you say, hey. If you feel like me, if you feel like me, let me hear you say, hey. This is my kind of country.